Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Top Islamic State official in Afghanistan, Abu Sayyed, has been killed in a U.S. airstrike. U.S. Chief Defense Chief Jim Mattis called the strike a sign U.S. efforts to counter IS in Afghanistan are, in his words, going in the right direction. As President Trump returned to the U.S. from attending Bastille Day ceremonies in Paris, there was news of another participant in a meeting with Mr. Trump's son, Donald Jr., members of the Trump presidential campaign team, and a Russian lawyer. Russian-American lobbyist Reinhard Ashmetshin said he was in the meeting and spoke with AP reporter Desmond Butler.
We reached Mr. Ashmetshin today. He's on holiday in France. We spoke at length about his involvement in the meeting. He told us some interesting things, including the fact that the lawyer was working from a document that was left behind for the Trump people that purportedly had details about illicit money that they thought made its way to the Democratic National Committee.
Donald Trump Jr. said he had been promised some incriminating information about Mr. Trump's presidential opponent Hillary Clinton during the meeting with the Russian lawyer. U.S. State Department says it is reviewing a ruling by a federal judge that may allow thousands more travelers and refugees excluded from the U.S. by a presidential order to obtain travel documents. U.S. High Court allowed part of the Trump travel ban, but expanded acceptance to those with families and business relationships in the U.S. This is VOA News. Iraq's military says it might try to eradicate the Islamic State's remaining forces by simultaneously attacking the terror group on multiple fronts in the hopes of taking advantage of infighting and a weakened leadership. The strategy would be a bold one given the casualties that Iraqi forces have suffered while trying to retake Mosul. U.S. Defense Department estimated IS forces inflicted a 40% casualty rate on Iraq's elite counterterrorism service in the 9 months it took for them to reclaim the city. And the U.S. commander of the Global Coalition Against IS described the fighting in Mosul as the most extended and brutal that he had ever witnessed. The UN Human Rights Office has condemned the repressive and often deadly tactics employed by the Venezuelan government against peaceful protesters. We get more now from Lisa Schlein at the UN in Geneva.
The United Nations says some 90 people have died and more than 1,500 others injured while protesting the continued rule of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. The UN Human Rights Office is concerned that plans by opposition groups to hold a public hearing Sunday on Maduro's intention to rewrite the Constitution could turn violent. Human Rights Office spokeswoman Liz Throssell is urging the government to make sure security personnel do not use excessive force.
We're very concerned that more than 450 civilians have reportedly been brought before military tribunals.
Throssell says civilians accused of a crime or an illegal act should appear before a civilian court, and all those who have been arbitrarily detained should be released. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has told American governors that barriers to trade between the two countries do not help working families. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence introduced Mr. Trudeau.
President Trump recognized that every trade relationship can improve, and as the Prime Minister knows, we're looking forward to bringing NAFTA into the future in a way that will equally benefit both our countries.
And then Prime Minister Trudeau spoke about the U.S.-Canadian relationship.
Canada is the U.S.'s biggest, best customer by far. We're a bigger customer than China by roughly $152 billion. Bigger than Japan or the UK. No one else even comes close. In fact, Canada buys more from the U.S. than China, Japan, and the U.K. combined.
Vice President Pence said the U.S. trade deals are all being updated for the better for the U.S., and better for all of its trading partners. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.